Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Welcome to the Elevated Places Network, our Thursday night edition. I am your host, Sister Ava Muhammad. My co-host is Brother Terrence Muhammad. Our executive producer is Sister Rona Muhammad. And we are pleased to be joined this evening by our legal contributor, Sister Pamela Muhammad, who has just started her own program. She hosts A Time for Justice, which airs on Elevated Places Network on Tuesdays at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, every Tuesday. And Sister Pamela, who is a brilliant attorney specializing in family law and children law, but with a broad spectrum of talent and capability and handles a number of different types of matters. She's out of Houston, Texas, where we have a whole cadre of lawyers for the Nation of Islam who run the spectrum. And now that the COVID-19, quote, pandemic, end of quote, the focus, of course, has been on the vaccine, the administration of it, and the all-out effort to cajole, coerce, threaten the American people to be vaccinated with the dangerous experimental vaccine. Well, now we are moving into the phase where the legal mandates, and let me put that in quotes, the quote legal, end of quote, vaccine mandates are beginning to roll out. And I would just say to you preliminarily that each and every one of them is experimental, unapproved, dangerous. There have been recorded by the VAERS data system under the CDC and Department of Human and Health Services have reported close to 6,000 deaths and nearly 200,000 adverse events, such as heart attacks, hospitalizations, miscarriages. And this is from the three vaccines that have been only deployed since December of 2020. And yet, though it is a violation of federal law, because they are not approved, they were granted emergency authorization, it is a violation of federal law to refer to these vaccines as safe and effective, and yet we are bombarded with media, with the news programs, with commercials celebrity spokespersons, politicians, preachers, educators, all coming at us and demanding that we quote, as the singer John Legend with his lengthy commercial for vaccines puts it, just take the shot. This is our shot. And so now it is time for us to prepare for a whole series of legal battles. And we will ultimately prevail in all of this as long as we stay in lockstep with the directives of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the voice of God, our midst today. And I can prove that in no limit of time by reminding us that on July 4th of 2020, he announced to Black people first in America and then to Indigenous people here and around the world, to Africa, and to humanity at large, do not take their vaccine. He said, we will not accept death. And lo and behold, December the 20th, the first one has been deployed. And now we have recorded 6,000 deaths. But here's the key. The Department of Health and Human Services has said that less than 1%, and I think it was from a Harvard University study, less than 1% of these events are reported. And so it is all that to say that it is very critical that that program, A Time for Justice, come into being right now. We thank Sister Pamela Muhammad for taking the time to organize that program. These broadcasts are not easy to put together. Not only Elevated Places and A Time for Justice, but when you hear intelligent programming that speaks truth to power, understand that not only is it difficult to pull together good information that's easily understood by people, but you are fighting an uphill battle. And as you'll see in the current issue of the Final Call newspaper, on the cover is Father Michael Flager, a good man and his good works. This is a man who, as our paper reads, long time, decades, a pastor and activist. He has worked tirelessly on behalf of our poor and disenfranchised residents of Chicago, and he's also been involved in many national movements and has stood by the side of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan over the decades, and Minister Louis Farrakhan is standing, as we are, by his side. And when you go into this excellent issue of the Final Call to the COVID section of the paper, which begins on page 7, you will see an article by Dr. Ridgely Muhammad, a member of the NOI research team, very powerful article entitled The Killing Fields. U.S. government suppresses safe and effective treatments for COVID in favor of deadly vaccines. And then after you read and study that article, you will see on page 10, we have reprinted a letter developed by the general counsel and attorneys for the Children's Health Defense that may or may not impact your employer or your university or school, but you need to show this to any authority that says to you, you can't work here or you can't go to school here, you can't be here unless you take the COVID-19 vaccine. Again, this is an experimental, unapproved, and now shown to be deadly product. Under the law, no one can mandate an unlicensed medical product. And you have, as you'll read in this letter, you have the option to accept or refuse administration of that product. And you know, Brother Terrence, we don't have any history of, in the Nation of Islam, of being illogical or irrational. We speak from the Word of God, and God is always rational and logical. And so we are imploring you to take advantage of what you find in the Final Call newspaper, both the digital and the paper copy of each and every issue of the Final Call newspaper. And we're excited. We have some special guests tonight. They are members of the family of Elevated Places. And, oh, my God, this is a genuine, you know, we like to have power couples on here.
Come on.
And this, of course, is one of the star power couples of the Nation of Islam. And we will be bringing them on shortly. But in the interim, I'm going to turn the mic over to you, my co-host, the inimitable Brother Terrence Muhammad.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Man, oh, man. Dr. Ava, I have been waiting. I was trying to have a conversation with the son and kind of push it, you know, push the time and speed up the time. I could not wait to get to this show tonight. Because we got a lot to talk about, Dr. Ava. We got a lot. And let me just start by saying I thank Almighty God Allah for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for clarity, for being in our midst to give us clarity. And this show helped all of our listeners to see. Because when we give this information, eyes will be like, wow. And we see things totally different. We give a different narrative than is out there. And people have a beautiful and better perspective. And that's why we thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for that address, the Criterion, last year, July 4th, to help us see everything that we would need to navigate as we're watching play out right in front of our eyes. So let me give you the standard things. And I got a list of stuff that I'm going to try to run through real quick. Dr. Ava, of course, we want everyone to go to MinisterAva.com with the many, many new ebooks that are out. And if you don't know about them, go to MinisterAva.com so you can get your copies and make sure you're checking it out. Of course, study group tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. I come to NOI.org, as well as our Sunday lecture at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, NOI.org, and by Wednesday at 7:30, the time and what must be done. As we have heard, also finalcalldigital.com, get the latest edition with our brother Father Flager. Great brother, good brother. And I remember one of the last few pictures that I have with our brother Louis Farrakhan Jr., me and him standing on stage at Savior's Day while the minister is giving Father Flager a hug as he's leaving for another one of his monumental lectures back in the day. So let's get right into all of this stuff that I want to just give out to you tonight, Dr. Ava, because I try to write all this stuff down. What's real interesting is when you start talking about the vaccine, I heard some the other day from black scholars, and they brought these different people on. I think Anthony Hamilton might have been on this panel and some other people. But this sister had this oncologist on there, and she was talking about the vaccination. And this sister said this. She said, God is good, but science is science. And I was like, wow, did she just say that? She said, God is good, but science is science. Meaning that she said, I know y'all going to pray about this vaccination. I know y'all going to pray about it, but we need to get the science of what the vaccination is so we know what to do. And but that made me really think is that it makes me think, Dr. Ava, though, that their God is separated from science. But the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught today by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that our teaching is not separated from science. Our teaching is mathematics, right and exact. So we don't have to have a separation, as they say, a church and state or a religion and science. Science is all up in the religion of Islam. That's how we can prove it at no limit of time. But then somebody else, as we're watching the separation come, Dr. Ava, somebody else made a Facebook post, and, you know, I ain't go at them, but I knew it was directed to me. Well, those like me, I'll put it that way. And she wrote on her page, she said, get vaccinated and wear your mask around those not vaccinated, with an exclamation mark. She was like, hurry up and get vaccinated because there's a new strand out. And wear your mask, not for protection of the virus, but for protection of those that are not vaccinated. So putting out there that, ugh, these unvaccinated people are the problem. And you got to laugh about it, because that's why I said thank you for the minister for clarity.
Unbelievable.
So let me go quickly on down. And I want to just give a little shout out, because back in December, we gave a shout out to HBCUs like Stacey Abrams from Spelman, because she helped put a person from Howard, Kamala Harris, into the vice presidency, and Michael Regan, the part of EPA administrator from North Carolina A&T. And I say that the power of HBCUs. And I only bring that up because A&T took on the women's 100 and 200 and the men's 400 and 400 4x4 relay at the NCAA track and field. And I only bring that up because sometimes we don't have, you know, put sports in anything, but I want people to just remember the beauty and the power of the HBCUs. We're powerful in sports and in academics. So never underestimate the beauty of HBCUs. And I bring that up because I had a conversation about Bill Cosby, how it wasn't Bill Cosby because America doesn't care about morality and morality and anything of that nature. They wanted to destroy the image of a black family called the Cosby and a whole institution called a different world where black young people were going to college because of the images that they saw on TV. That's what they actually want to take away and destroy. So be very mindful when you're watching certain things pan out. So in my last bit of stuff, remember today, Dr. Ava, today is the 6th anniversary of Mother Emanuel's church down in South Carolina, of the 9 people that was killed, why they allowed a white man to come in to pray with them, and he killed them all. This is the 6-year anniversary. This is also the anniversary, if you don't remember, that white Jeep and that white truck going down the freeway in L.A. or in Los Angeles, 1994, when O.J. was being chased by the LAPD. And that's when we said, come on home, O.J., come on home once you got acquitted to the Million Man March. And then also, Dr. Ava, today is 50 years from when Nixon announced the war on drugs. 50 years today. So today has a lot of significance, right? And as all of this significance is there, I want to close with this, Dr. Ava, which is this crazy. This weekend we're celebrating the Juneteenth, right? Because we know we talked about the emancipation of folks in January 1st, 1863. Some people say that. And then we know June 19th, 1865 in Texas, other folks were let known that they were quote-unquote free. So we now have a national holiday of yesterday. Congress approved us having a national day, Juneteenth. I'm laughing about it, Dr. Ava, because it's so even funny that Nancy Pelosi, and others, Congress people, and sadly, B.K. Butterfield down in North Carolina was singing the Negro National Anthem today at the signing of this Juneteenth holiday.
Oh, my
but
God.
Quickly did they sign this holiday, but did they? Like, they painted a Black Lives Matter mural in D.C. and across the country in different cities, but they didn't defund the police. They gave you Juneteenth, but they still haven't given you voter rights or voter protection, with 40 states having voter suppression laws in their state. So we have symbolic victories instead of material change. No passing of reparations, no passing of the lynching bill. Other things that are out there, Dr. Ava, but people are actually out here celebrating that we got Juneteenth as a holiday another day for white folks to celebrate, even though you can have a holiday, but you can't have critical race theory in the schools where the teachers can even teach about the history. So white folks will just know it's another day that they can have fun off, because you can't tell black folks what the means in school system, because they're taking out you being able to have critical race theories and talk about the struggle or justice in school, in the school system with people of color, or BIPOC, as BIPOC meaning black indigenous people of color. Back to you, Dr. Ava.
And you know, Brother Terrence, it's so sad. It's so pathetic. You know, give us 8 states. Minister said in 2017 we'll take 8 states when he spoke at the Watergate Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And once we have our own territory, we'll handle our commemorations and our holidays.
Right.
We'll deal with that. It is so offensive to me that in 2021, and I saw a photo of I think I saw it in my mail, my AOL mail, the news section, a photo of President Biden, and I've never seen him smile widely before. And to see Negroes just thrilled. Because the question is, so what does that mean? You made it a day to not have to work on jobs we don't have. We're out of work.
That's right.
And when we do work, we're underpaid. Okay, so this has never changed. See, this is yet another indicator that the essential relationship of master and slave has never changed.
That's right.
And we're in the 21st century. We have been here since the 16th century. We're going up on 500 years, and we're grinding metal. Voting rights. Mm. You know, it's like we go backward and start all over again every 50 or 60 years. But when you have Negroes saying, we will have to struggle, there, I won't say the name, there was a host on a local, I think the last Black Talk Radio AM station we have in Chicago. And he said recently, black people will always struggle in America. So if you're going to make that kind of eternal condemnation to unborn generations, wouldn't it be better if we just demand a separate state or territory of our own and govern
ourselves? Struggle by ourselves.
That's like a woman being married to a man, and she says, well, he's always going to beat me up. He's going to beat me up every day. Living with him will be a struggle forever. Well, lady, this
and
is
you
why
choose to stay.
There's a concept called divorce.
Mm-hmm. And you choose to stay. I mean,
you
said that, Dr. Ava, it's so deep how you just laid that out. It's like, I know I'm going to go home, but I know he's going to beat me every time I come home, and I'm just going to stay here, even though I know that's what he's going to do. He's going to beat me. That's just, it's a given. And so you would ask the person, why do you stay?
I got news for them. My grandchildren are not going to always struggle in white America. Any work they do will be to advance their own new nation. Okay?
Come on.
In a land of independence. But we, as you know, on this program, time leaves us so quickly. what we're going to do now is we're going to go to our dear sister attorney, who's our legal contributor. And again, congratulations on A Time for Justice, Sister Pamela. And we want, of course, to hear from you this evening. And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, ma'am. All praises are due to Allah, Sister Dr. Ava. for the show, A Time for Justice, and we thank the Elevated Places Network for the opportunity to serve our community in that manner. So thank you once again. And, you know, as I was listening to you all, yes, ma'am, as I was listening to you all, I really just wanted to say briefly, it also shows what we're seeing with this happiness or jumping around behind Juneteenth and all of this. It also demonstrates the departure from reality that I'm just seeing. It's like people are out of touch. These Negroes are out of touch with reality, and the community is being forced with the news. And I just wanted to say this quickly about how a lack of compassion is being shown to our people who just went through a pandemic. You know, one of the most horrible, shutdowns, quarantines. But then the news wants to make mockery and turn black people into some kind of wicked people because we're now, you're seeing people maybe stealing or because thefts may be up or because other, you know, mental health issues are causing people to be angry and acting out. I mean, these people, we've been suffering. People don't have jobs. Their whole lives have changed, you know. But the news just, oh, yes, they're back to, like Brother Terrence was saying, targeting and shaming and blaming and ostracizing black people. And if we don't see that as being a reason to leave these wicked people, I don't know what else we need.
Exactly.
But yes, ma'am. But I wanted to say, as you were talking about the insert into the final call from the Children's Health Defense, I thought it was interesting that the paragraph starts with beyond the religious and medical exemptions to vaccine mandates. And we had talked briefly about religious mandates. And so the new case from the Supreme Court of the United States that has been announced today, I think is interesting as it talks about religious freedom, the protection of that religious freedoms are given under the United States Constitution. So I thought we might just want to be aware of some of the facts of that case. And it involved the city of Philadelphia and the Catholic Social Service Agency. And this particular agency is an agency that licensed foster care services. They provided prospective people with foster children. And so this particular Catholic Social Service Agency refused to provide children, foster children, to families of same-sex marriage couples as well as unmarried couples. And they claimed that that was their religious belief and their religious, you know, freedom to do so. And it's so interesting that because of them exercising that particular belief, the city of Philadelphia actually stopped and canceled their contracts and refused to do business with them because they tried to say that was discrimination, and they really just tried to disrespect the Catholic Social Services Agency's religious belief. And so, again, the Constitution has what we call religious protection, and it's known as the Free Exercise Clause, and it's under the First Amendment. It's applicable to the states under the 14th Amendment, and pretty much it provides that Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion. Right. And so the Supreme Court ruled that the city of Philadelphia could not infringe or burden, place a burden on the Catholic Social Services Agency's, you know, religious beliefs. And that belief was that they believe that marriage is a sacred bond between a man and a woman. And so, therefore, they would not certify unmarried couples or same-sex couples. And, you know, I thought it was interesting just kind of wrapping it up because this decision by the city to bar the Catholic Social Services Agency, according to what I read, it came from a 2018 news story where the Archdiocese of Philadelphia announced that Catholic Social Services would not be certifying, you know, families of that weren't within their religious definition of what a family was. And as a result, this is how the city ended up barring them. But in conclusion, you know, a couple of other interesting things that the courts have held about religious beliefs. The court has held that a religious belief need not be acceptable, logical, consistent, or comprehensible to others in order to meet First Amendment protection. Mm-hmm. And it also the courts have also held in the past that government should not act in a manner intolerant of religious beliefs or restrict practices because of the religious nature. So I just think this free exercise of religion is something that we appreciate, and we believe that it should be respected and that it is a constitutional protection. So I just wanted to share that with your listeners because I think it's relevant to see private churches and other corporations being allowed to uphold their constitutional rights, just as we as individuals have our constitutional right to the free exercise of religion. So wanted to share that, and thought it was an important decision. So thank you for the time.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam.
Yes,
really, really appreciate that insight you always provide, Sister Pamela.
Yes
ma'am. All right. So, you know, speaking of our rights, we have a right and a duty to obey God, and he has said, come out of her, my people. And most of you who tune into this program know that we focus a great deal on the whole reason Master Father Muhammad came here, and that is to deliver us with great substance. I was listening to a lecture by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan recently, and I'm going to have to recall the name of the lecture, but he was explaining the meaning of Genesis 15, where God told Abraham he said, know of a surety that thy seed will make a sojourn into a strange land, and they will be in servitude to a strange people for 400 years. And after that time, I will come, and I will deliver them with great substance, and I will judge that nation which they shall serve. That's essentially it, the language. But when the minister focused in on, I will deliver them with great substance, and he spoke about what that substance is. That substance is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And because we would have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding at the time of our exodus, we would be living in peace with one another. And we have to live in peace first with one another in order to go into what the scripture calls the promised land. And this is what many of us ignore. We think we can just come out of this in the same condition that we're in. There's a reason that God raised up a man in our midst and made that man into a God, meaning force and power. There is a reason that we are in a time of mercy wherein God and his Christ, that man he raised up personally, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, have now given us a man that we're able to watch through his evolution the process by which God would deliver us. The minister said in the lecture, he said, when God said, I'm going to deliver you or deliver your seed, when God does something, the minister said, there's a methodology, there's a plan. He doesn't just do things haphazardly, and we're not spooky. And so these teachings, this body of knowledge that we call the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the perfection of a student who has become perfect in obedience to his teacher and now has given us a revelatory course entitled Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development, it is to bring about that spiritual and mental resurrection so that we can be a people qualified just to go to begin to return to ourselves. And so we have pivoted from the phase of separation of the teaching. The Nation of Islam has been in America for 91 years. And beginning with God himself, through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through Minister Louis Farrakhan, has relentlessly taught that the best and only solution to our problem with our former slave master and his children is a complete separation. And so now look at what Allah is doing. There are brothers and sisters who are registered and unregistered, but who believe this, who accept it, and who act on the word of God. He told us, Minister Farrakhan, in 2015 at Justice or Else, make your own communities a safe and decent place to live. Well, in order for us to make a community safe and decent, it has to be our own. And that means we have to take control of it. And now there are brothers and sisters running the whole spectrum of knowledge and skills and ability who are doing exactly that. They are forming communities. They are forming areas. Land acquisition is taking place at a exponentially rising at a rapid speed because this is what God is bringing about. And so we have been bringing on to this program brothers and sisters, and of course we were blessed at Savior's Day 2021 during the plenary session on separation to have two of our stars in the Nation of Islam, two of our great assets, a power couple whom we love, and I'm going to bring them on now. We have Brothers Shahid and Sister Shahida Muhammad. I have known them for many years. I have been blessed to, my husband and my daughters and I have been blessed to have been invited into their home. They host wonderful dinners and evenings of elevated conversation. They are a beautiful family, them and their children. And I want to present to some and introduce to others. First, Brother Shahid Muhammad, who is a mathematics, full-time mathematics instructor at Muhammad University of Islam in Chicago. Brother Shahid was formerly a professor of mathematics at Malcolm X College in Chicago. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in mathematics education from Penn State University and his master's degree in mathematics. I had to get a tutor to get me through eighth grade math, so that's amazing to me. Master's degree in mathematics from Lincoln University. And he is the author of the very popular and monumental series of instructional math DVDs and workbooks, which benefited my daughter, Sherelle, so greatly, How to Teach Math to Black Students. And Brother Muhammad conducts workshops and seminars on the topic of improving the mathematics literacy of inner city youth. And we know him, and he's known way beyond our faith community in the broader black community. He is affectionately known, and he is the math doctor. And he has created his own online math courses for children and adults and provides mathematics instruction, tutoring, and college preparatory training for schools and individuals. He is joined by our beloved sister, his beautiful wife, Sister Shahida Muhammad, who also has served. She was an instructor at MUI, Muhammad University of Islam in Chicago, for 10 years. She was inspired by the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the book Closing the Gap, from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, to provide accelerated educational services for children ages 2 to 5 plus. She herself, in her own right, has been in the field of education for 25 years and is currently the directress of Muhammad's Mathematics, Science, and Engineering Academy. Oh, my God, we are so honored and happy to have our brother and sister on this program tonight, because they've got something to tell us that they have done, and we are just blown away. And they're a living example of acting on the words of our teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So with that, and with a great deal of joy, I want to give the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum on behalf of the whole Elevated Places team. We're here to Brother Shahid and Sister Shahida. Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Queen. Thank you so much.
Our sister. Oh, yes.
Thank you
for having us on. Sister, Dr. Minister Ava, we love you and we love your family so very much. We're honored.
Oh, the honor is all mine. Now, we want to hear about, is it Aljana Farms?
Yes, Aljana.
Aljana. And is that spelled J-A-N-N-A-H?
Yes,
Aljana,
ma'am.
Aljana Farms. An educational center.
Yes, ma'am.
For the role of education, you're going to discuss that, the role of Aljana Educational Center and the role of education in separation, because there's no such thing as us having independence until we control, first and foremost, two things: the food we eat and the education of our children. If we don't take that over, then this is all an illusion.
Yeah. That's right. So
I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ava, for the invitation. And we thank Allah for your powerful program. With all the madness that's out on the radio, it's blessing to have an elevated place where we can get enrichment and nourishment for our minds and our spirits. So we thank Allah for your program and for you. This desire for land, my wife and I have had for a while. She has already went out and established her own school, which I can't tie her shoes in terms of her ability to educate. Even though I call myself the math doctor, I'm the math janitor when I'm around her. But we had a desire in order to take it to another level. she has always had a burning desire to make a boarding school so that we can have the total control of the children's education as a, in terms of their foundation and where they are, when they're learning, and when they go back home, they'll be going back to their boarding school instead of going back somewhere else where they may not be getting the same support and education. So we had a desire, we've had a desire for a while. Allah blessed us in order to get the 5 acres that we had. Of course, we wanted more, but, you know, Allah gave us what we can handle at the time. And our desire is to make it into an educational center where we can take our children to another level. So it's called Al-Jannah. Al-Jannah is the Arabic name for paradise, because we want our children, when they come onto the property, to realize that they have come onto a little inkling of paradise. So it's called Farm and STEAM Educational Center. STEAM, of course, is the acronym for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Mathematics. And what we want to do is provide the children with education in farming, agribusiness, botany, but also give them some learning labs, some hands-on, some experience in educating them in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. So the 5 acres we want to turn into a total paradise for children to learn, to grow, and to get educated in those particular areas, because we believe those are nation-building areas, and those are the areas that we need to get our children taught in so that they can take the nation to another level. I always had a desire to make something called Funiversity, and Funiversity was going to be a center, like kind of like a museum of science, but on another level, where you would have several rooms where students would be able to go in. There would be one room where it would be nothing but puzzles and brain teasers, another room where there would be nothing but building blocks, things to do engineering, another room where there would be nothing but musical instruments for them to get their music on, another room where wall-to-wall is just art supplies and art stuff that they can do. So it's just, it'd be a place where they can expand their imagination. But once COVID hit, then that kind of put a squash to that. But what Allah allowed us to do is take that idea that I had for Funiversity and put it on the farm and put it on Al-Jannah Farm and STEAM Educational Center. So we have that dual purpose, but also bringing my wife's school there so that now the children will not only have the educational point part, but they'll have the hands-on, they'll have the technology, they'll have the learning labs that they can do what they're learning and actually put it into motion and into practice. And then we have some other plans for the land as well. Of course, producing some food. Of course, doing certain things where we can have conferences, have places for our people to come to experience the farm, experience the land, and experience the experience of the paradise, the garden. So that's just a brief note on the farm and our plans. I'm going to turn it over to my queen. We can take it to the next level.
Yes, sir. Yes,
this desire, Dr. Ava, is so it's such a burning desire, because it is one thing to know that we are gods, but in the supreme wisdom lessons, and when we look at what the minister wrote, how the messenger said our children should have their PhD at 18. Well, what type of environment must they be in order to get that PhD at 18 if we're not facilitating it? And when I look at the farm, it's not just for our family. I truly believe that the believers that are acquiring land, all praises due to Allah, it has to be about our nation. So it has to be about more than just the individual self, just like the Amish and just like every other community that has taken our teachings and they're self-sufficient. And I remember the first day that we went up there, I told Shahid, this is it. Like, we found the place. And a few days later, I had a dream that all up and down that block, Dr. Ava, there were red and white flags. It was us. It was our community. and our children didn't have to worry, you know, because the FOI was policing our community. And so I'm thinking, and we're thinking beyond ourselves and our family. We're thinking about our nation and how our nation can benefit the little that we're trying to do. So I'm very grateful that Allah is using us in this way and in this manner. But we're looking at acquiring more, because that boarding school is real. It's one thing to teach our own children, our own nation babies, but I think actualizing and really talking about Godship is going in the community and getting that the children that were forgotten, getting those children that are in the neighborhoods where they can't walk to their school and have to worry about gunshots. See, those are the children that we have secure as well. And so when I was thinking about the boarding school, I was thinking about how Tuskegee University started, you know, where the children will learn everything that they need to build nation and wealth for themselves, so we can have generations wealth, not just I made it and look at me. That's not what it's about, and that's not what the minister shows us is about. It's about our community and our nation as a whole. So that's why I'm grateful and thankful. And as we continue to acquire land, I'm like, look, we need believers to come. And come on, let's start our settlement. Let's make that exodus that we're supposed to be making. It's okay. We just got to let go. We got to let go because they let us go already. And so let go and let God is real. But we got to walk the talk now. We got to walk the talk.
Man, Dr. Ava, can I jump in here for a second?
Yes. Oh, this is so awesome. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
And I'm jumping in here because I'm going to say two things that I don't want to say. One, I'm not going to be able to give credit to North Carolina A&T State University. That's sad that I can't give credit to A&T. And I have to say something. And I have to say something nice about somebody to just like, oh, my goodness. But let me just say this, and she knows why I'm saying this. Me and Sister Shahida are like literally brothers and sisters, because we came up in the ranks together at North Carolina A&T when I was in a history club before I got registered, when we got registered, MOS number 92. So, I say that to say that we were like brothers and sisters, and she used to work, still do, my last nerve. Because all of that Trinidadian energy, she'd be running around doing this. I want to do this. I want to do this. And I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do that. And her mind has such an expansive thought. And I'm saying this laughing, but I'm also giving her credit that she had this idea of this utopia and what we should do and what the Most Honored Elijah Muhammad taught us and what Minister Farrakhan. And she would literally get frustrated that we were not moving out on all of this. So to her credit, this is not something that just started. So she left our city. She went to Chicago, and she went hit the ground working in Chicago and established herself in Chicago, got married, and got married not only to a brother that is a worker. He's a math doctor. He could say, I'm in the institution. He could just say, I'm in the institution, and that's what I'm doing. I'm a mouth doctor. I have my qualification. But he's also a soldier. And I say that is because he has to be a soldier, because she's a soldier, because she's going to be bouncing around. He said, well, you bounce, I'm bouncing too. And so that's not only is he teaching mathematics, he's in the street not only spiritually feeding, but feeding. And so when they're creating this, they're not just somebody sitting in the sidelines creating. They're showing you how you can create this utopia while still taking care of the business that you're supposed to take care of. So these are active believers actively engaging in Project Separation and building not for themselves but for our babies so they can have a future to grow up in what the minister is teaching us to have, agriculture, the sciences, nation-building information. So I see why you're saying, like, you just in awe, Dr. Ava, because we're watching all these people coming to your show talking about nation building. They're getting land. They're getting animals. They're building schools. And it's just a beautiful thing to watch. And that's why I love this show. But just to know that we have believers that are skilled, and they are literally taking their education and their credentials to use it for nation building and not for the edification of themselves.
Oh, praise be to Allah.
You should go right ahead.
Oh, no. You go ahead.
I was about to digress, so I think you should go ahead first.
No, just real quick, I was going to say that we're not doing this just for believers' children. This is to all of our people's children. And so we want to have it where public schools, when they're looking for some place to take their children, they can have Algena Farm and STEAM Educational Center on the list, that they can come out, bring their children in school buses or whatever, and then they can go through the land and see how to build, how to grow. And so it'll be a place for school trips and excursions, just like they go down to the neighborhood zoo or they go down to the neighborhood museum. They can add Algena Farm and STEAM to their list of excursions.
That's a perfect segue into something I wanted to add in to what all of you have said, you, the two of you and Brother Terrence, in terms of the protection and safety of our children. And as we know, America is unraveling. And, you know, I was talking to one of the members of the executive council today, and we were both sharing our view that the virus is not our number one concern. It's the savagery in the streets. And, you know, you look at a city like Chicago, where these carjackings and street robberies are taking place at an increased rate. And what is manifesting is that a lot of these perpetrators are actually children.
Yes. Absolutely.
They're 12 and 13 years old. Now, I want to ask you all, have you noticed that, you know, when you're driving, and I don't know if this is the case in other large cities, but it's become almost epidemic in Chicago where people are driving 100 miles an hour down streets like Stony Island Avenue, where our flagship mosque is, and that's a street that I think has a, you know, the speed limit is somewhere around 40, but it generally has quite a bit of traffic. Lakeshore Drive, almost every night now, there's a fatal accident where cars are flipping over. There are head-on collisions because someone's coming down the wrong side of the road at these rates. And you're asking yourself, where's this coming from? This is beyond reckless driving. This is insanity. But when you consider the fact that these are probably some young teenagers, not 18, 19, but more like 13. They don't have any idea what they're doing. And they have come up with no parenting, love, no affection. I mean, we literally are living in the fall of America. And so when you have a brother and sister like Brother Shahid and Sister Shahida, they're making a little oasis. See, this separation, as the minister has said to me over and over again, separation is a process.
Yes.
It is a process. And I talked earlier about it's spiritual, it's mental, and ultimately it's physical. When you are as deeply rooted in these teachings as Brother Shahid and Sister Shahida are, you know, dissatisfaction brings about a change, and we're taught that. And we're taught that the degree of change is in direct proportion to the degree of dissatisfaction. And so 100% dissatisfaction brings about a 100% change. And that is where the people are now. Brother Shahid is also one of the great study group coordinators. He is a master, not only in math, but he's a master of that course, Self-Improvement, the Basis for Community Development. And he will tell you, you know, the minister said in Study Guide 16, Master Fadhad Muhammad knew this day would come. Now, that's something the minister wrote back in 1990, but he described today. And he said there would come a time when the dissatisfaction of the people would reach 100%. And right. they would demand a new leadership.
Come on.
And that leadership would be us under the guidance and teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now
yes.
in Minister Louis Farrakhan, he's the embodiment now of that human being. He's an example
yes,
ma'am. Of that human being that God came here to make us into. And each of us are destined to be that in our own sphere. And like
right.
you said, Brother Shahid, you said when my wife, you know, I'm the janitor when it comes to her. And she's been demonstrating this gift that she has, Brother Terrence, that you described for a long time. Because
That's
of
right.
the dissatisfaction with this world.
Definitely.
No, we don't want anything of them. So we need to go and be part of this, because you know my brain cells are bursting. I'm thinking about my grandbabies, and there's no way. I mean, that they're going in, if I can help it. I mean, I'm not the final say. Their parents are, but look, why would we go back into CPS when Allah took it down?
Right.
He shut it down.
That's right.
And you got to have a slave mentality to be sitting around, y'all be glad when they open back up. You've been liberated. You've been freed.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. So
but,
you got to tell how can you all be contacted? And we're going to go to the phones. I want you all to stay here because I know some
okay.
of these callers want to talk to you. But how do people get in touch with you all to find out about benefiting from taking part?
Yes, ma'am. They can go to my website, themathdr.com, and then click Algena Farm. Themathdr.com, and then click Algena Farm. And we have some information about it, and then anyone that wants to support to help us get the things we need to get the educational center rolling,
yeah.
there's a donation and support section there.
Excellent. So all of you that are tuned in, and people, of course, will be, they're logged in, they're on the phone, and they will be logging in all week to hear this program, and that is the Math Doctor, mathdr.com. And you click Algena, and that will take you to the information you need as well as give you the ability to contribute and to help. We have to do for self.
Yeah.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad condemned us, Lazarus, laying at the on the floor under the table waiting for some crumbs. To fall to the floor. We're still doing that as a people, many of us. But more of us are ready to get up out of here. I learned that on the town hall tour.
Yes. Praise be to Allah.
All right.
But
so
don't
we're
forget,
going
don't
to.
Forget.
Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was saying, don't forget, Dr. Ava, we do have hope. We're getting a electoral school board in Chicago, and that's really going to help solve our problems.
Oh, yes. Finally, yeah, because I think, I don't know, there are very few cities, and certainly none of this size with this budget, where the mayor runs the school board.
Right.
Mm. And you're right. And again, this is part of a law facilitating his own will to bring
right.
this about. And you're right. Because that's what has made this public school system such a disaster.
Mm.
Because it has been the mayors who have run it. And
right.
the political, that means political corruption. And here's a system with a $1 billion plus budget and
mm-hmm.
a majority black student population. Mm-hmm. And the schools have been just brought down to nothing,
mm-hmm.
down to nothing. Mm-hmm. And they've scattered us around this city. And by the time you get through with the homicides and the children being locked up, no parents, then nobody's going to school. So the enemy comes and says, we're going to close the school because you don't have enough students here.
Right.
They tear up our neighborhoods. They've been doing it since they brought in the interstate highway system. You know, the back in the 50s, when they brought those interstate highways through America, they ran many of them right through the black community.
Mm.
Destroyed residences, destroyed businesses. And here in Chicago, it was the Dan Ryan. Where you see the Dan Ryan now, that used to be a bustling black community. And they split it up, then ran drugs into what was left of us. And that's why we're in the condition we're in today. So we're coming up out of that, and we're coming out quickly. So go to the math doctor, themathdr.com, click L. Jana. And let's go to the phones. We got Brother Daryl. And he's got a comment. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Daryl.
Wa alaikum salam, beloved. How's the family? Dr. Ava and Terrence and all of the listeners. And I pray and thank Allah for your show. I have some family and friends that's listening. I had a few questions, but to Brother Shahi and his wife, I pray and thank Allah for you. I know when you first was started getting your DVDs out. My mother ordered a few. I think some of it's called Make Math Easy. And you were speaking on one of your tapes showing that the white man make it hard, and it's simple. And the way you broke it down is so beautiful. It's a blessing, beloved, believers in the nation that is doing what Master Prophet Muhammad want us to do. And you are a good example. And our beloved sister that's opening up the doors, and I would love to be a part of that. I'm sitting on 3 acres myself, and I want to do it myself, but through helping you, and it'd be a domino effect because we do need to get our children off the streets of forgotten. Like Sister Dr. Ava said, these are the ones that are running amok because they have no love, you know, and they're really raising their self, and they're destructive. What they're doing. So, yes, I am ready to help out on that and get you and the family going where we could make a domino effect in Detroit, wherever we could open the door so we can make it safe and get our babies and save them because they are in a destructive mode. And the Nation of Islam is the only way out if we come together. So I'm willing to go in and also be around. I would love to get where some land is, like they say in Atlanta, our people are coming together with the teachings and buying land and move to where we are, you know, our family, our people in the nation, and just turned this property into Airbnb. And like so say, right. We were speaking about our people. I hope they are listening. They still are talking about Uganda. Yes, I would like to get some land there, but I want to start at home as well. You know,
right.
This is where we are struggling. Yes, I would love to go to Africa, but right now this is our struggle. We need to make this an oasis.
That's right.
And make it safe. But, right quick, I don't know if you heard about this, and that's those to show you our people have went crazy. There's two things that happened in Detroit. The first one, that the sister had a massive heart attack. And the paramedics worked on her for 30 minutes, announced her dead, and they sent her to James L. Cole Funeral Home in Detroit. And the people that worked there heard her back there breathing. And they announced her sister dead, but she was still alive. This is what's going on. So we have to be careful when we hear a family member or friend that he paramedics is saying, you know, most likely they had to be some devils or untrained or just don't care. And we have to be careful when they say our people are not dead because you don't know, you know, what's going on. So that's one thing that we have to be careful and keep our eyes out for as well. But they did call the ambulance back, and they rushed her back to the hospital. She's on the ventilator right now, so pray Allah that she pulled through.
Yes, sir.
In another case, in Detroit again, that's how crazy it's getting. It was a little young boy, 6 years old. I don't know if you heard, it was all over the news, where he rode across this man's grass. He chased his baby with a sledgehammer. He couldn't catch him. So he chased him down in the car and shot that baby through the window.
What?
He recovered. Yes, he was on the news speaking. He's so strong. He said, I outran him. He was mad. I outran him. It's kind of funny, but he said, I outran him. He couldn't catch me, but he shot me through the window, and it was 3 inches from hitting his heart. So it's savages out here, sister. And he got out, and everybody was protesting. How did he get out on a $1,000 bond? But they rearrested him and got on a $10,000 bond. But he should have never got out. But this is what's going on. Our people are road rage. You're looking at these babies, but these adults are crazy too. You know.
Yeah.
So I, you know, but I am willing and ready. And brother Shaheed, may Allah continue to bless you and your family. And I will be touching base. And see what all we can do because we need to get that going so it could be a domino effect. I love you all. Stay safe. May Allah continue to bless your show, Dr. Ava. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Daryl. Beautiful call. Yeah, come on.
Yes.
Let's give. Let's contribute to each other's efforts to make this thing a reality. We have a very short window. You know, I don't need to talk about the fact that a couple of weeks ago, the Final Call newspaper cover was finally vindicated, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We have Brother Ilya Rashad on here about the wheel and the baby planes. We can keep playing around if we want, but we better be somewhere distinct from the enemy.
Absolutely.
We best be somewhere else, okay? Because if you
think we're
going to stay all mixed up in them and laying with them and hanging out and hugging on them, and God is going to say, oh, there's one of mine. No, you're not one of his. You're not one of his.
Come on.
You're going down with the one you love. You always walk around. You know, love who you should love who you want to love. Yeah, you go right ahead. You do that.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. That's real.
Right.
Love and Satan.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go to Brother Boyle out of Memphis.
As-salamu alaykum, Sister Ava, Student Minister Ava, and Student Minister, Brother Shaheed, and his wife, and I wanted to say that Brother Shaheed is also fellow fisherman too. So he gives up. He got a.
Oh,
he was up
yes,
there with me. Yes, right. Yes,
it.
He
yes.
is. Praise be
to
God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was up there with Brother Warren and I, and some more brothers. So he's a great mm-hmm. fisherman. Can keep up the good work, Brother Shaheed. I got a couple of your books too, and my son benefited from that. He's got his degree and doing good. So, but I want to thank you, Sister Ava, for this beautiful, you know, I mentioned that on the Justice Show, or the, you know, the exemption form, and this is beautiful. And I'm on the Children's Health Defense. This is awesome. And
praise
it's beautifully
be to Allah.
Laid out. It's beautifully laid out. So family, use this, and all praise due to Allah. Sister Ava, I wanted to let you know they're cutting up driving fast in Memphis, too. Down these highways doing 100 miles an hour. That's not Chicago, not the only
See?
City. I was
now
coming through
me.
Atlanta, delivering even through Atlanta. I was in one of my cargo vans, and I was coming up, and Allah was with me. Something told me to look to the right. It was two challenges racing each other. It almost hit me. If I hadn't pulled to the right, I mean, they were inches from me and almost scraped my van. And thank Allah that I moved out the way. But there were two young children, and maybe a half a mile up, they flipped their cars and exploded. So I saw this in Atlanta, Georgia. This happened a few months ago. So I don't know if they survived or not. But getting to this final call, this is a beautiful final call. It's talking about the fall.
Sure is.
The fall of America and also in the editorial, America's Deep Decline. And I was listening, Sister Ava, Brother Shaheed and family, Terry. I was listening to Brother Rizza had a beautiful new interview he had out, and he talked about how these vaccines conflicted with the Nuremberg codes, you know, the 10 Nuremberg
That's
codes,
right.
and they were, like I said, number one is voluntary consent of human subject is absolute and central. You know, I can't go through all 10 of them, but and number two says the experiment should be as such to yield fruitful results for good of the society, unprocurable by other methods or means of study, and not random and unnecessary in nature. So if you read all of these, he said study all 10 of them. And they're all in violation, every one of them.
Isn't that something?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just reading them, and I did what Brother River said. I said, I got them, and I downloaded them, and I'm studying them, and I said, this is a war crime. And they're going to, you know.
That's what it is.
And I think. It's a straight war crime and using people for experimentation. So I just think, I pray that this is a domino effect, but, you know, getting our land, like I said, I'm for, this is ours, all of America is ours. And another thing I wanted to let you all know, as I traveled through the United States, I never seen this, and I don't know if y'all seen this, but everywhere, if you go in the white areas, they have these camper sales. I mean, something's going on. I mean, everywhere you look, every 10 miles or 5 miles, there's acres of campers empty. I mean, the kind you pull and the mobile, and they're everywhere. So I said, well, America, I said, these white folks don't have this type of money to buy these campers, but, I mean, they're building them left and right. They're everywhere. I mean, all, especially in the South, all through Mississippi, Texas, Alabama, Tennessee. You see these camper sales. They're acres of lots of campers for sale, you know. So maybe Allah is getting ready for this exodus, Sister Ava, and, you know, if we don't send them to Europe. But they're everywhere. And
well, you know, to your point, you made me think of something I saw in the Wall Street Journal, that there's a wave of affluent white people that are not buying homes anymore. They're renting them. It's called luxury renting, where they might be renting a home for $40,000 or $50,000 a month. We're not talking about the multimillionaires, but this pandemic, so-called pandemic, has produced incredible wealth among a certain segment of the white population, starting with the affluent level, and then all the way up. Of course, the billionaires have become, they're just sinfully wealthy. Everything that the Holy Quran condemns, America is that, okay? And but what I found interesting when I saw that, and then it was in their home section in the Wall Street Journal on their Friday issue, and they're always showing these beautiful homes, beautiful interiors, but this is white people talking to other white people, see? And so they're saying, yeah, people who have these jobs where they work remotely have made them decide, well, I don't have to be tied down to a particular location. I can go anywhere that I want to. And I don't necessarily want to invest. But what to me, what's really up under that, the campers, now, always in America, the American dream has been to what? Buy a home. Buy a home. Why are they, who can easily afford to purchase a home, why are they renting? Because they know this is over.
Yes, ma'am.
And they want to be free to make a move.
That's
they don't
right.
realize that nothing's going to save them when the time comes. But that's there's an awareness taking place
it
of
is.
The fact that what Minister Farrakhan said is a fact. This is the unraveling of a great, great, not good, he said a great nation, meaning consequential. And and so the pandemic caused the manifestation, as I've said many times, of the reality that America is not a nation. It's a loose political union of 50 sovereign individual states with a common interest of white supremacy. That's what has held them together. They can't stand each other. You know, there's a reason there's a North Carolina and a South Carolina, and it ain't good. There's a reason there's a North Dakota and a South Dakota. And if you look at the map of the United States, how crazy the state lines are, they don't make any sense. There's a reason for that. These states form not out of harmony, but out of disagreement. Okay?
Especially Texas.
But the glue that binds them together is their hatred and contempt for God and melanated people.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And that's an organizing principle that can't last. You can only stay together on a negative principle for so long. So Minister Farrakhan is saying, no, you got to come together on a principle of love. And we share
ma'am.
A common ancestry, a common history, a common experience, and the same God. We're from the Creator. That is what we have to organize around. You can't organize around money.
Right.
Or I'm going to get with you because we both hate the same person. That's only going to last so long. So that's
right.
why they're buying campers, because they want to move from place, they want to run from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to stay in the same place. And the pandemic, that's why the minister called it a pestilence. It's not so much the virus itself, it's what its presence exposed that they will never recover from.
That's right.
And Negroes are sitting around waiting for America to come back. They're foolish.
That's right.
They're deaf, dumb, and blind.
That's right.
You all need to get this vaccine. You need to take this shot.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Come on.
The worst thing ever. The worst thing ever. Right. But anyway, let me get off this soapbox before we run out of time.
Thank you, Sister Dave.
Okay.
Please be telling.
Thank you, Brother Hoyle. It's your fault. You did it. Okay. All right. Assalamu alaikum, sir. Okay, we have Brother Frank on the line.
Assalamu alaikum,
Brother Frank.
Assalamu alaikum, my sister and brothers. How y'all doing this evening? On fire once again. My sister, I want to make a comment first, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Something went on me. Now, the comment is in regards to the violence that y'all spoke on, because y'all spoke about a lot of things, but the violence and the age, and like the one brother said, it's not just a young, and he's right, too. I'm sure you already know that, too, Dr. Ayles, but my comment is, what we're witnessing are the chickens come home to roost, okay? This fuse got lit back in the mid to late 1960s, and I don't want to sound incompassionate or unsympathetic to my people because I'm not that. I love my people. I'm very compassionate. But I'm going to be honest, okay? Whatever you go, what I'm trying to say is what's happening in our community, where all this mayhem and violence, is exactly what's supposed to be happening. And I say
yes,
this as a spiritually woke person because I don't understand that whenever you go against what God ordains, slash what Allah ordains, or what Allah ordains, slash what God ordains, the end result is going to always be chaos. We are no exception to that. Okay?
Come on, brother.
We're black, we're no exception to that. All right? I can speak on that right there long, but I'll call back in on that. This has been weighing on me ever since we started the pandemic. And so far, even before we went into the pandemic, we started noticing all the black poverty that we have in this city. And now we got a black particular house. And I'm very concerned, and I really want to know, Dr. Abel, especially what is your thoughts and the minister's thoughts and the NOI, which is overall, what are your thoughts of the mayor, of Mayor Lightfoot? Because I'm tell you, I voted for her, but I'm highly disappointed. So I'm not trying to influence you. I know I can't influence you. But I just want to know if y'all recognize what I'm saying. What, Dr. A, what do you think about this black mayor we got? You know, all the black power we got in the city, and we still see the same violence, and nothing been done for us. What are y'all thoughts? What's the minister's thought of this mayor?
All right.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, what comes to my mind, Brother Frank, as I'm listening, I'm thinking back to sometime in the early 90s, I think, Brother Shahid, when the minister was speaking on how when as America falls, the Caucasian would allow black people to sit in the seat of the mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
And a lot of times, see, we think we're acquiring power or that we're advancing. We're not doing nothing in this framework of white supremacy that white people don't let us do.
Right.
See, the minister said he's the God of this world. And our problem is we're still in it. We have to come out of it spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. But their structure is designed so that I don't care who you are. The minister said at best, you will manage a white reality. So it's almost, Brother Frank, meaningless as to who this woman is. I mean, and I'm not into politics, but she seemed to come out of nowhere. okay? And she's a former prosecutor, all right? There, you're not going to be the mayor of Chicago, and you're not politically connected. Even though you're just what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called a prominent house servant.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Come on now.
So, look, we had a black president. We've had black folks in Congress forever. There's no political position we haven't had somebody black in it. We've had black governors, I mean, very few. You can count the black state U.S. senators we've had. But the point is that the consistent theme is these are house servants. And when you buck them like Mayor Harold Washington did, you just suddenly have a heart attack and die.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
You see?
Because Dr. Ava, I'm so heavy-hearted with this. It's like I almost can't find the words, but I do have the words. You know, never before have we sat in all these power seats. More than half of the city council are black. The rest is
white.
Non-black. They got the non-white. White is very minor. It's like we're scared to do. We're scared to understand you're doing too much for black people. And the flip-flop
exactly.
I see comes out of this mayor. It's heartbreaking. She slipped up on every promise that she had, and the latest one was the school board, being for the elected school board. She campaigned on being for that. She campaigned on enacting the full 100% of the police consent decree. What we got in 20%. That's like someone owing you a dollar, and they just give you 20 cents. They say, that's all I'm going to give you. Goodbye. Okay. I got a whole list for I can go down the line on. Okay, but it's just like you said.
Yeah.
Once they get them seats, we're dealing with house niggas. We're dealing like Stevens was in Django. He cried as loud as when Calvin got, this wicked white man got shot by what's open and righteous white man. The Negro cried the loudest and the longest. I mean, I'm over to the point. I just give up. And as far as like get back to the violence, I'm going to tell you something. To make it, I know the police waiting to get on. So I'm a baby boomer. I've seen a lot. I'm also a victim of the stepfather / mama's no boyfriend disease. Okay, I'm a victim of that. And to a certain degree, all our people are. But I'm going to tell you something. The safest women in this country to marry, black women, are our Muslim sisters, our Catholic sisters, and one more, our Jehovah's Witness sisters. Why? I say it's because these are the only black women who still believe in being married to the biological father of their kids and staying married to them as they raise their family. And one more, these are only black women who still believe in the passion, all their kids being by the same one man, except for extenuating circumstances. We all know what that pretty much should be. Not know what
yes,
you know is wrong. I just won't be married anymore. Okay? That fuse got lit back in the mid to late 1960s, and now the chickens have come home to roost in the same match that the other fuse that has led to the deterioration of the overall respect of the black women. The black woman.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank you. No, hold on. You got a light out. We got some more callers, but we definitely got your point, man. We definitely know that you're frustrated, and that's why this show, and that's why we have the guests on, and that's why if you follow Dr. Ava, and this is for all of the callers, when you hear that kind of frustration, that's why we are pushing for project separation. And not only
yes,
are
sir.
We pushing for project separation, we have a brother and sister who are moving out on that, not only for us here in the nation, for black people to come to learn about nation building, to learn about farming, to learn about STEAM. And y'all didn't catch that. And then just say STEM, STEAM, add all of the culture parts in that. So that's why this show is here. And so we're going to move to call. We thank you for your call. And I'm just saying that is because when that comes up, just know that we're not cutting the brother off in his comments, but most folks have so much frustration
that his frustration was taking us out to the rest of the night. And we're saying we don't have to wait for more frustration if we will only listen and follow the instructions and the commands from God's servant in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because if we would have listened to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and pulled our resources together, we would not be looking for others to do for us what we can do for ourselves. And you have two people on this call today that didn't wait for anybody to do for them, and they are doing it for themselves and for other people to have the benefit, because as they watch the political system failing us and the educational system failing us and our children are getting failed, they say, no, we can't allow that. We will get our own land, set up our own schools. The first battle that we had to overcome in the Nation of Islam is to educate our own children. So I hear the frustration, but I want to offer to you the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is teaching, so you can get that ease, because we have the solution.
Praise be to Allah. And you know, it places even more importance on the role of education in separation, which you just got through saying, Brother Terrence, because we can't do this without land, but the land is acquired out of a mindset that comes out of education.
Right.
And all of us have been educated. See, no matter what age we were, when we came, though we may have been in our 20s, 30s, or more, coming into these teachings, you have to be taught something first. You have
That's
to be
right.
taught a knowledge of self. You have to accept your own and be yourself, because otherwise, whatever academic training we get, whatever opportunities we have, we're going to utilize them to keep this doctrine of white supremacy in place, even though we don't realize it. And to your point, you know, he begged us to go for self, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he begged us not to integrate. That was our ruination, integration, which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad calls a sin, because you're not just breaking law, you're breaking God's law when you integrate
right.
with his enemy.
That's
because
right.
look at, you know, why, going back to how everything is coming to surface, not many people in terms of the size of this country's population knew about the Greenwood section of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's right.
And so now, as we acquire more detailed knowledge of what was going on, it not only has an emotional impact, but it creates in us the determination to bring back and then even go further. And Allah is not going to let us rest until the path that our people were on. And, of course, we know there were communities all over this country like that. And they were physically wiped out. Physically. They weren't voted out. They were wasted. The first air attack in the United States was on our people. That Greenwood section of Tulsa was a little microcosm of the hereafter. And I was reading in the one of the reports, the descendants of one of the survivors of it, he would tell his great-grandchildren, he was 18 years old at the time of the massacre, and he said, you didn't have to go anywhere for anything. if you lived in the Greenwood community. They had everything you could possibly want. So if you left the area, that's because you chose to, but you didn't have to. You can't say that about the black communities now. We have to leave to get anything. We don't have nothing. No services, no retail outlets, nothing that belongs to us. Some little nasty convenience stores, some liquor stores. This is an atrocity. It's horrible. And so we have to support our own efforts. So go to the Math Doctor, mathdr.com, themathdoctor.com, and click on Eljana. So I know that's what I'm going to do when we go off the air. But we're down to about 18 minutes, and I know I left some callers hanging. We've got Sister Darcelle.
I'm not
out of North Carolina.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm not going to take that shot. You know what I mean? It is that vaccine. I'm not going to take that shot. I just wanted to say. Okay. I also wanted to say to you, I was really questioning some of the people that are cheering about having the Juneteenth celebration and wanting to know your take on it. I see so many other things that's more important. I am so excited about this farm that the math doctor and his wife has. I also have some property that I like to see used, and it's in Texas. I constantly pay taxes on it, but I like to see his program and see his prototype and perhaps supporting him. I could be supporting myself by having a good example.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So what is your take on the Juneteenth?
Well, I'd rather have somebody else on the panel weigh in because I start talking.
Okay.
I'm going to get on a show.
Okay.
Hold on. Brother Shahid, Sister Shahida, did you want to weigh in? Or Sister Pamela?
Oh, hello, Soror. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I think it's a beautiful thing, but I also look at what, you know, you always have to look at what they're not showing you. Why now? Why
exactly.
Is it so important to celebrate now? So we always have to look at, as the Honorable Mr. Farrakhan says, the why. Because this is what they do with Cinco de Mayo. This is what they do with all of the holidays they give us. You understand? We've been emancipated people for a very long time if we would only take the steps forward towards emancipation, right? The freedom starts in the mind. And so until we are truly free as a people, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says, with territories and states of our own, what are we really celebrating? Because our people are free. So what are they really pacifying us to do? Because if they're trying to force people to take this vaccine, you know, you first got to look at the sleight of hand. What are they going to give the baby to pacify the baby while they're trying to take something else away? So I always look at what they're not telling us. You got to read between the lines. Because why now? Yeah. That's the question you have to ask. We've been around for a very long time.
With your school, are you going to literally have like a boarding school that you actually get to spend the night in that kind of boarding school?
That is the long-term goal, yes, ma'am. And
I love that idea.
For the boarding school is to pull the children out of the environment that will not create a God. The minister said you have to be in a certain environment in order to create a God. So we can tell our children all day long they're gods, but if they're not in the proper environment to cultivate them, you know, you look at affluent families. They put their children purposefully in a certain environment to cultivate them.
That's right.
And then they put them amongst other children to cultivate them so that they can marry within themselves. Right? So that's what we have to do. When we pull ourselves out, we have to completely separate. And so when the messenger was told that we had to pull the children out, see, the believers in prior to 75 didn't do too much contemplating. And that's why they were successful. They followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because they understood. And so now we have more educated people, but we don't have what they had in prior to 75, and they had, quote, unquote, less education. Why? Because they heard and they obeyed, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes. So we need to pull our children completely from this system and put them in an environment where they're safe, they're secure. Put them around beautiful things and show them that they're a God by having them to create and grow and inspire. So that's the whole premise behind.
Thank you for putting the theme in there, that art. That's very important for our culture.
Yeah,
I love the map doctor concept, but it's really good to have the art in there as well. Thank you. That's all I have.
And Sister Darcelle, I wanted to say, Sister Darcelle, this is Sister Pamela, your soror. I wanted to give you the greetings as well, sis. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you know what? I know, like, with the politics, I think it's interesting, but we always have to look at the symbolism without the substance because, you know, here we have another ceremony and a symbolic celebration, but when it comes to substantive changes like reparations or, you know, George Floyd Policing Act, I think a lot of those things were derailed. And, you know, I was looking at a child welfare conference today in the law, and it's just absolutely criminal that we as black people are suffering from government just violence as the removal of our children. And, you know, the politicians and the Congress people, they know this. But they can't get the changes to make our community better because it just isn't going to come from politics. So that's what I see. The symbolism is beautiful. We cut the cake. We cut the ribbon. But do we have real change? And that's not what we're seeing. So, yes, ma'am. But, you know, love you, Sister Darcelle.
No, love you, too. Thank you so much. Alaykum salam.
Oh, beautiful. And you know what? Just to add to what my sisters have said, too, you know, we were already celebrating Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
We've been celebrating it. And if you notice, it's been growing.
Yes,
going
ma'am.
To Sister Shahida's point about why. Why now? In 2021, why are you declaring this a federal holiday, something that we've recognized for quite some time? It kind of faded.
That's right.
Into the ether, and of course integration does that. But it was enjoying a resurrection, and I remember the last few years leading up to COVID, every June I was at a Juneteenth celebration. And I think the last one I spoke at was in Philadelphia.
Right.
Huge, huge. I mean, the whole, all of black Philadelphia was at this thing. I'm telling you. Outside, outdoors. And so it just makes me think of baseball and when segregation caused us to develop our own league, the Negro League, and it was such an economic powerhouse on top of the fact that it gave us that outlet with the sport itself. But we owned the teams, we owned the uniforms, we owned the concession, we made the money off the tickets, and the league would lease the white stadiums. We had the Black World Series was here in Chicago, I think in 1920 or something like that. And when you see the old film, the brothers came to the game in suits and ties and the hats, and the sisters had on these high heels and suits and dresses. And so here's white people looking at this, and they're like, wait a minute, this is outpacing us. Because, of course, the superstar athleticism of the black players left the white players in the dust. We invented night baseball because we would sometimes have to play at night after the white people left, and we would park cars around and use the headlights to see. You know, and so when Branch Rickey came and got Jackie Robinson, he didn't do that because he was some saint. He did it because of his financial wisdom. You know?
That's right. Come on.
He stood outside Dodger Stadium in Brooklyn and saw 50,000 black people going in there with tickets.
Come on.
And buying hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. Okay?
That's weird.
So we get so happy. We just don't think. You know? And we were having a great time, but, oh, God, white people. So here's black people. They just abandon. Then another, the Cleveland Indians get Satchel Paige, and it goes on and on. And so the next thing you know, we're running over to the white stadium, to the white game, to see a black player. When we had an all-black team.
Say that. To see one. Come on.
To see one black player, you abandon a whole black world. What?
Teach.
Oh, that's why we're taught the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the hardest job of any man that ever lived.
Come on.
Woo. Lord, Lord, as Brother Terrence says all the time, hallelujah, that we have been so far done to help. Because it is, you know, okay, we appreciate you recognizing, but the last thing I need is another day off from a job I don't have.
Right.
Listen, right.
You know, you want to recognize Juneteenth, then we'll take Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia.
Yes, ma'am.
South Carolina, right. North Carolina.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right. That's right. Jeez.
And then I'll jump up and down, okay? Do
yes,
that,
ma'am.
and I'll jump up and down and celebrate. But yeah, it's always a nice gesture.
Yes, ma'am.
A nice. They haven't changed. They give us a day off. That's why Negroes love Christmas. Because you got a day off and a piece of candy. It had nothing to do with Jesus. But anyway, yes, Sister Darcelle, you have a wonderful evening. Your calls are always insightful, and we're going to support this effort because my head is spinning about my grandchildren, getting them in on this. But may Allah continue to bless us. So, again, now we're coming to an end, and we have a member of our separation team on the line. Where did she go? Okay. Let's see. She was on the line. We had Sister Donna Muhammad on to make an announcement before we go off the air. And let's see. Is it? No, that's not her. I think that was
As-salamu alaykum.
Brother Hoyle. Oh, there she is.
There she goes.
As-salamu alaykum. Okay. I couldn't find you on the screen. That's my bad. Okay. You were down a little lower than I'm accustomed to. All right. How are you, Sister Donna?
I'm doing great, and I'm really on 10 after tonight's program. I mean, I keep asking Sister Shahid if I can enroll as a student and start back all over again. And I don't even understand why she keeps turning me down.
You read my mind.
She keeps turning me down, and I keep asking her. Yes, like I want to start in her preschool. I don't even understand what the problem lies, but I'll wait for the adult boarding school then.
You can come be the dean. The dean.
I couldn't be that. Praise be to Allah.
But I just want to speak on this wonderful, wonderful upcoming program that we have. And we know for
yes,
those,
ma'am.
I'm sure all the listeners are familiar. And if you're not, you should definitely go to the website, www.projectseparation.com. But since 2018, Student Minister Ava embarked on a series of town hall meetings, the Separation Town Hall Meetings. And they started out as Should Blacks Consider Separation? And at a certain point in time, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan indicated, no, blacks must, not should, must consider separation. And so from that point, 2018 to 2020, Savior's Day, there have been 21 town hall meetings. Well, now we've moved from talking about it to action-oriented, such as tonight's program. Well, in May, the Elevated Places Network had a special presentation called Project Separation, Building Our Promised Land, where we featured the sisters who were a part of the 19 families that purchased close to 100 acres in Toonsboro, Georgia. Well, now this is a regular featured series that we will be having so that people can see what we're doing. That is happening. Separation is happening right now in real time, just like Brother Shahid and Sister Shahida are doing with independent education. And so we're pleased to announce episode 2 of Project Separation, Building Our Promised Land. And it's going to be this upcoming Tuesday, June 22nd. It's going to be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And the featured guests are Brother Ghazi and Sister Cheyenne Muhammad. Now, you can check them out in the latest, not in the latest one, but the last week's Final Call newspaper. They have this beautiful ranch called Cayenne Sunset Ranch, 25 acres. I mean, they do everything there, horse boarding, luxury picnics. But I really encourage you to first go to the paper and read their story and find out how they got to where they are. But I really I'm excited about this because one of the things that will come out in this program is, you know, not all of us are cut out for rural life, right? I'm still a coffee shop kind of person and a little amenities. What they'll show us, though, through this is
Amen.
You don't have to live 100 miles outside of nowhere to have something. Sunset Ranch is in Villa Rica, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta. Takes you about 30, 40 minutes to get to Atlanta, the big city of Atlanta in Villa Rica. But there's still this component of separation. Because when you have 25 acres, mm-hmm. you live in separately already. Because you can't even
That's
see
right.
your neighbors. So we're really excited about this series that is being put on. You'll see the flyers going out tonight and tomorrow. You can watch it on YouTube on the Project Separation channel. There'll be a Zoom because we really encourage you to come in on the Zoom, you know, and really kind of be in the room with us. And
right.
the best place to watch it, though, is also at www.ministerava.com. So we really want you people to spread the word and tune in for this series program episode 2 and then future ones that will be coming kind of in rapid succession. And so, again, that's this upcoming Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you, beloved. Appreciate
you
so
you.
Much. And Sister Donna didn't mention she will be moderating that exciting program. So at this point, we're down to about 50 seconds. All I can say, Brother Shahid and Sister Shahida, I look forward to coming out there. Eljana,
oh, yes.
You said it means paradise. Yes, yes. As Brother Terrence says, hallelujah. And I want to thank Brother
yes,
Shahid, Sister Shahida, Brother Terrence, our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, our legal contributor, Sister Pamela Muhammad, and each and every one of you who log in and call in to this program, Elevated Places, each and every Thursday, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. May Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding. As we leave you in peace, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.